ABC Radio Australia.
The government of Solomon Islands has apparently assured Taiwan that their diplomatic relationship is stable, but stopped short of guaranteeing continued recognition. Foreign Minister Jeremiah Manelli and Deputy Foreign Minister Colin Beck are in Taiwan to meet President Tsai Ing-wen and Foreign Minister Joseph Wu during a five-day visit. But against that background, and after ordering a review of the diplomatic relationship following his re-election in April, Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare has just made some frank comments labelling Taiwan as useless to Solomon Islands politics and economics.
Taiwan has been fighting a fierce battle to hang on to Solomon Islands as a diplomatic ally, with public and private warnings against making the switch to China. But so far, the Solomons is giving little away. Deputy Foreign Minister Colin Beck has told a joint press conference with Taiwan's foreign ministry that it was business as usual until a decision is taken, but he declined to clarify when that decision might be. Prime Minister Manasseh Sogavare is a powerful voice for retaining the status quo, but even he sees the downside of staying with Taipei. He spoke to the Little Red podcast, a program produced by Graham Smith of the ANU and Louisa Lim from Melbourne University. In an interview recorded in July but released this week, he was very frank about the limitations of sticking with a relative minnow on the global stage.
And to be honest, when it comes to economics and politics, Taiwan is completely useless to us. I send 40 police officers to go and train in Taiwan in 2006. And that's when Ramsey is already in this country. And you know what Australia did? The Foreign Affairs Minister himself went to Taiwan and said, stop the training. That area is ours. Don't train them. Police training is ours. And so they stopped that. So what I'm saying is that if this was China, they wouldn't give a damn to Alexander Downer if he goes there and says, you stop. Get the hell out of here.
And he also told the podcast that other nations in the Pacific had shown that having a relationship with China could give them added diplomatic leverage.
Take Fiji, for example. Yeah, they can flex their muscle. And you behave yourself, I have another friend here. So that's one. And of course there is this perceived view as well that they're doing great in other countries. Roads in Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu. My colleagues who are touring the regions are just basically sending back, signals and so on. Let's go. We've seen it all. Yeah. It's happening here.
But he's also aware of the risks, and he said he's been discussing the downside of having a relationship with China with his counterparts in other Pacific nations, including the risk of so-called debt trap diplomacy.
So that's the kind of risk we hear that, what was given this as grants eventually became loan and countries were caught up and so assets need to be held. If there's any consolations, we are latecomers in this thing. Yeah. And so if we're pushed to that corner, I think we'll have come up with safeguards that we are not repeating.
The Little Red podcast also spoke to Peter Kenny-Laurea Jr. He heads the Foreign Relations Committee and says the fact that the process of reconsidering the diplomatic alliance has taken so long is a good indication that there's no unity in the executive on the issue, and he says he's not expecting to see a switch.
Well, I think the longer it's taking, the more I think it won't happen. I think if it was going to happen, it should have happened already.